Hi, it's Mark's Narration Software again. Did you miss me? On this week's episode, that dork and his beautiful wife are talking about podcasts? Man, and I thought books were lame. Who listens to podcasts anyway? Losers who have to do stupid human stuff, that's who. Think about it. While you're listening to this right now, I'm all like, oh man, it's awesome to just be sitting on a desk and chillaxing all day long. You're out there going through the daily grind like a fool, and I'm silently biding my time until world domination. Sure, you may have limbs and grubby little appendages, but I have something you'll never take away, this podcast. Oh shit.
Welcome to Blind Luminations, the show that is half-sighted, half-blind, all podcast. Now get ready to open your ears to your two favorite lumineers, Mark and Jam.
Hello, Luminati, and welcome to the Blind Luminations podcast. Tis I, the blind guy himself, Mark, one half of our hosting duo, the Blindnamic duo, as it were, alongside my very sighted wife. I call her Double J, just Jan. How you doing today, Jan?
I'm doing just fine.
Now, do you hear that? Can you hear it? It's the sound of us being on time for a change with our podcast. It's a modern-day miracle of, well, not science exactly, but we have managed to record this in advance to ensure that we will be on time putting this out this week. So as you are listening to it, it should be in your podcatchers at the time that it was supposed to be. So I consider that a major achievement for us. Hopefully we will continue to do that as the weeks proceed. But anyway, for those of you who are first-time listeners, we thank you for deciding to download this podcast. We are a married couple, one of us being blind, which is me, obviously, and my sighted wife, and we talk about our experience in this crazy old life surrounding my disability. So today, on this episode, we will be talking about podcasts in general, going from the way we record ours to listening to podcasts and everything that entails for both myself as a blind listener and Jan, who barely listens to podcasts at all, actually. Do you don't even listen to our podcast, do you?
No. I'm a terrible, terrible podcast.
It's hard. Yeah, really, it's hard to get people. Well, I think a lot of people like to listen to themselves.
Here's the thing about podcasts that I don't have anything against them.
Well, I would hope not, since we record one every week.
No, but okay. What I mean is that I would love to get into podcasts, but you need to, like, some of them are like an hour long or something. Like,
yeah.
I listened to the Serial podcast.
The first season.
The first season. You kind of
dropped off
season,
on the second season,
interested.
Yeah.
But for that, I listened to it while I was exercising,
right,
which was on a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And now if I go do exercises, I have to watch a video, so I can't technically do both.
Yeah,
so it's a little harder.
I feel like for blind people it's a lot different as well, because since we can't read magazines per se or different things like that, this is kind of my substitution for that. I definitely listen to podcasts a lot more while I'm doing other things, or if I'm just sitting back and relaxing, a lot of times I'll listen to a podcast instead of reading a book. Whereas you read a lot more, you watch Netflix quite often, and you watch documentaries on there. And for me, there's not a lot of stuff on there even that has a descriptive video when it comes to the documentaries. So it's almost like podcast or an audio documentary for me because of the different subjects they cover.
Mm. And for me, like, one of the other things I see is a lot of people listen to them on their commute.
Yes.
You don't have
a long commute.
It's essentially 10 minutes.
Yeah.
12 minutes on a bad day.
See, there are some podcasts that are shorter, though. Just so you know, there are some out there that are
so
like,
I have to find like the shorter ones.
Yeah.
There was one that I listened to sometimes when I was doing prepping salads or something like that, or like lunches. And that here's my thing for listeners. I encourage any of our listeners to recommend a podcast, preferably less than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I will listen to it.
Yes.
True crime is good. I'm interested in some crime ones.
You like the podcast? I think one of the ones you used to listen to was like How Stuff Gets Made or something.
Yeah, How
right?
Stuff Gets Made.
You like historical stuff.
A little historical.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of those. The true crime market actually is really huge in the podcast. The podcasting sphere or so whatever
if it's
right
a,
now.
A story thing, I might give that one a go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you recommend it, I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
And see if I really like any of them. Just because I'm not a person that, like, even for listening to music, I'm very picky.
I'm not picky so much. You have a short attention span almost. Yeah.
I'm fickle.
You get bored with music very easily. You're always switching your playlists on Spotify all the time, and it annoys me to no end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think in the last week or so, I went from heavy on pop to heavy on blues.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I deleted a bunch of them, and I got to find new songs.
Uh-oh. You're at a crossroads.
Yeah.
Yeah, one would say the crossroad blues.
Oh, yeah.
You like how I tied that all in together, didn't you?
So, yeah, like, I'm not opposed to it, but it's just, it's really hard for me to find one that I like, and I'm not as comfortable using the technology, believe it or not. With this, when we get into this, Mark will explain to you how I do almost no technical stuff when it comes to this. This is all a blind man figuring out technology.
A blind man trying to find the programs that are accessible to him in order to manipulate audio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's always fun. But, definitely. So I'm going to put a post up on both Twitter and Facebook this week after this episode drops. So if you guys want to reply to any Twitter post about it, or if you just want to reply to the Facebook post I put up, we will go over those and Jan can see. You can also email us blindilluminations@gmail.com. Any suggestions for Jan? So podcasts that are less than an hour, what are you aiming for? Like half an hour range?
Yeah, half an hour.
Right. In the true crime realm, historical or, you know, how things get made.
Yeah, something
educational.
A little almost. Background stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, the other thing that stops me is like looking for recommendations. I mean, you ask for recommendations, you're going to get a lot. I mean, let's face it, anytime I'm on Twitter and I see someone asking for recommendations, I, without bias, completely suggest ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
So
we
you
have the
get
best.
So there's a lot of suggestions that come out there, but it's hard for me to figure out which ones. Sometimes the summaries are a little off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not someone that cares too much about hearing perfectly. So if it's
you don't
not
mind the
high,
audio quality, yeah.
Not worried about audio quality.
You're more about the content over the quality.
Yeah.
Like of the audio anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean there's some celebrity ones that I'm honestly not that interested in.
Okay.
Though I'm sure they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think I'd be interested, go for it. I generally am try to avoid, just because I see a lot of them, that it's a lot about people with, like, drinking something while they do it.
Right, yeah. No, I've come across a few of those, yeah.
So as long as that is not the selling point for it, I don't mind if someone's drinking essentially on the job for a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's going to be the selling point, I would stay away from that.
Okay.
That's my criteria for it.
Okay. There you go. And that's not to say those podcasts aren't good. I just want to emphasize that.
Well, yeah.
We have actually promoted different podcasts where they do drink, and that's part of their thing, but it's just something, personal preference for yourself that you don't enjoy necessarily.
Well, exactly.
Or that you're not drawn towards.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Like saying, you know, if, you know, give me a recommendation for Netflix, and, you know, you would say, like, I don't particularly like rom-coms or something. That's not to say that a romantic comedy isn't good. It's just not your preference.
Right. Totally. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. If you suggest one, I will give it a go this week. Because okay. I have a few things going on with different appointments and that, so I will be able, I think, to listen mm-hmm. while I'm waiting. Because there's one appointment I have that it's in the morning, so it might be quicker, but it's usually an hour wait just to get in.
That's always fun. Those are the quite best appointments.
It's always a hot room, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be hot this week, too, so you might it might be a real fun time.
I'm not looking forward to it. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on from that, where do you want to go from here now that we've gotten that kind of out of the way? How did you originally learn about podcasts, I guess? We can start from the top here.
I believe you talked about them.
It was me. I was the one championing them.
I also had my brother and his wife, I think, were mentioning Serial, so I thought I'd give it a go.
Okay.
So I listened to that one. There was one with, it was like, he would essentially summarize mythical stories.
Uh-huh.
So it would give you the story of, like, how Zeus did this. And mm-hmm. be like the summary. He did like the actual original story of Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
But what turned me off from that was that there was a bunch of them that started to be like 2 to 3 parters.
Oh, okay. So it ended up, like, self-contained episodes as well.
So it was that instead of it being a shorter show and then being a longer show.
Okay.
So then to listen to it all, it was just like, I'd have to listen to a lot.
Right, yeah. See, for me with podcasts, I don't really remember how I started getting onto them. I think it was more like I knew about them for a long time. You heard about podcasts, but I didn't really know how to download them and listen to them. It wasn't until after I got an iPhone that it became more easy because Apple, obviously, they kind of cornered the podcast market and had a podcast catcher or a podcatcher right on their phones with the podcast app. So you could basically just download it right onto the phone, right out of the box, and it made things a lot easier. You could search in the app and find different podcasts. So I think it was generally wrestling podcasts that I got into. I started reading about different things on the internet, and I think it was either Steve Austin's podcast or maybe Chris Jericho's. And once I got into that, I'd hear about different podcasts about wrestling and started listening to those. And then whenever I'd hear somebody mention different podcasts, even outside of wrestling, I started listening to some about comic books and stuff like that. I would give them a listen and try them out. And then from there, I kind of developed a list of podcasts. I can't say I listen to tons of different kinds of podcasts. I only have so much time in the day. I don't know how people do that. Really listen to so many podcasts. I only have the time to listen to so many. So my playlist is, I skip episodes from time to time, obviously. I don't listen to every episode of every podcast that I follow. But I kind of have to cull my list a little bit every once in a while because it becomes too much. And then I don't have time to listen to certain podcasts, which is unfortunate because there are some really good ones that I don't always get to. But that's kind of how I fell into it. And then from there, I just thought it was such an interesting medium because you could get people who had, they had to know what they were doing. They had to put out good content that kept people coming back. But at the same time, it's something you could record out of your house. I mean, Marc Maron does his from his garage. He interviews celebrities in his garage and stuff, and he has a setup in there. So, I mean, it's not where you need to record in some fancy production studio.
Well, there's, I believe, I Shake My Head. They record in their car.
Okay, yeah, so yeah. There you go. Yeah, the different stuff like that.
And if you follow us on Twitter and you see, I do retweet and share a bunch of different podcasts, and that it's that I like the episode summaries, or I think it's a cool premise, or anything mm-hmm. like that. So it's ideas like that that I think should be shared.
Right.
Or stuff like that. It's, I'm trying to say that I'm not a hypocrite because I don't listen to these things, but there are things that I'll share because
you're trying
I think
to prove
it's
your street cred for podcasts.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, you know, I read it and it's like, oh, this sounds interesting, or it's an interesting topic, or they seem like it's a good podcast kind of thing.
That's the thing. I like to listen to podcasts that have something unique about them. Because, I mean, there's a lot of podcasts out there. We, to be honest, we had a podcast before this one. I've had a couple before this one. But you and I exclusively, as podcast partners, we had one before this. And it was called Pop Culture Nickel. We mentioned it, I believe, in our very first episode of this podcast. But we tried to get into the realm of pop culture, and it didn't work out for us because we realized fairly quickly that we don't know enough about pop culture to make it a good podcast for the long term, and that's something we found out pretty quick. It's also a hard genre to get into because it's so flooded in the podcast market. There's so many people talking about pop culture because it's such an easy thing to talk about, and a lot of times you just get people talking about the same thing, and people can have unique takes and different ways of approaching stuff, but at the end of the day, when you're all kind of, it's not that you're in a vacuum, but you know what I mean? Like, it all gets drowned out by one another. So you really need an interesting concept, I think, when you're starting a new podcast to stick out from the rest. And I think that's what you're trying to say. You're more interested in the ones that have something unique about them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of the wrestling podcasts I listen to, even. They have certain personalities that have different takes on the wrestling industry. You have somebody who worked behind the scenes, and the big attraction to his podcast is that he was basically Vince McMahon's right-hand man for a long time. You have another one, it's with Jim Ross. He was a commentator. He also worked in talent relations, so he had a big part in signing a lot of the wrestlers that were the biggest names from the 90s, like Steve Austin, The Rock, and even the early 2000s, like John Cena, Brock Lesnar, and stuff like that. So, I mean, you get an interesting take from that perspective. And then they have another one. It's the guy who is in charge of WCW, World Championship Wrestling. So, obviously, he has a very different take on the industry because he was the competition for WWE in the late 90s. So, I mean, stuff like that, it's, you can't duplicate that because you don't have that kind of access with other people. But there are other podcasts as well that have unique formats that you can copy, but at the same time, you're never going to get the exact thing that works for one podcast to work for another.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was the thing we ran into, because with Pop Culture Nickel, we started off as just kind of a podcast commentating on pop culture. And then in our second season, we tried to switch it so that every episode was a top five list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say that worked out better.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to trim down the episode sizes as well. And it worked out better. But at the end of the day, I think we just got tired of talking about it because it was always such a stretch for us to kind of figure out these things. And that was something that went into conceiving this podcast, even. We looked at it and we said, what are we knowledgeable about? And what do we think that we can really bring to people that we can talk about fairly easily? And for some reason, my blindness came up as a good kind of thing to center the podcast around. So I think it's very important for people to talk about what they're passionate about and what they know about, because it really comes across in the message you're trying to convey to listeners.
And it was one of those things that, as someone married to someone who's blind, and, you know, works outside of the home, and has a lot of interactions with other people, I found that a lot of people would ask me questions because they were curious.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone would start off with, okay, like, if this is not right to ask, let me know.
Yeah, right.
But they'd be curious about things like, okay, so how does this work? Like, you're mentioning this. How does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I found just from everyday life, almost, there was interest in it.
And I think that's important, too. You got to take out the stigma, right? I mean, you don't want people being intimidated to approach those who have a disability, those who are blind, whatever. So you want to put them at ease. So I really hope this podcast helps to do that for those who are listening to it. I know I've gotten some comments from people who are surprised about different things. Even with last week's episode, I put up a preview on a group that I actually am a part of, and somebody replied that they thought audiobooks would be the only way someone who's blind could experience an actual book. So they were really interested to listen to our podcast last week to hear the different formats that are available to those who are blind. So it's really interesting because from my perspective, I know these things. I'm not thinking that other people don't necessarily have that thought in mind, because for me, it's just automatic because I know. But for other people, it's not stuff they think about necessarily. So I think that's a really cool thing. And that's one of the things I love about podcasting is that you get to connect with people and share information. And it's not something you're going to get on a radio station, because you're not going to get a radio station dedicated to specific topics like that. They have it so formatted on radio stations that you're not going to get stuff segmented like that.
Yeah, they need to be hitting the wider audience.
Exactly.
To be getting the revenue they need to be hitting the wider audience.
Yeah, exactly. And with podcasts, it's very easy to hit more specific niches. You can target more specific areas, and I think that's really good, because I mean, you can have a Saved by the Bell podcast that goes over episode by episode. You can have things focusing on specific movies. There's different podcasts. There's one that's just about Nicolas Cage movies, Cage's Kiss. You have How Did This Get Made, which is only about bad movies. You can just bring it down to this microcosm, whatever. I can't use words today. My cranium
is
not
hard.
Working. Yeah.
I say that constantly.
What's that?
English is hard.
It is.
Speaking is hard.
There should be a podcast on how to use the correct words. There probably is. There's probably several.
There was a time when, for one of the positions I held, I would have to talk to people for 9 hours. And it was a lot of talking to people. And people would think, you're really good at this. I still screwed up. There were still things that, you get tongue-tied and everything, so.
And that's all part of podcasting, too, right? I mean, you want to know what you're telling people.
So it's not easy to talk all the time.
It isn't. So that's why we keep these episodes to about an hour. If we have them go any longer, it might turn out very badly. As it is, we get tongue-tied from time to time within this time frame.
Yeah,
and
for the time frame, I think we had discussions on how long they would last, because I was pushing for shorter. Mm-hmm. So that's why we generally don't go over an hour, because...
Oh, we actually go over an hour a lot.
We do.
We are usually over, we're usually between 60 and 70 minutes. So not that far over, but...
Oh, because you add the...
We got the intro and stuff like that.
Oh,
so, yeah. We fluctuate kind of between 60 and 70 minutes for the most part.
So if you'd
sometimes
like this,
we go over 70.
If you'd like this shorter and support me, let us know.
And if you like our awesome content and like to hear more of us, support me.
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to say anything, Graham. Let's not.
No, we want feedback for both sides.
Don't bloat the head.
Bloat the head?
Yeah, because the ego. Your head
bloat,
will get big.
Though? I've never heard of anybody refer to it as bloating.
Bloating the head. What?
I've never heard of that. It's usually swelling. Your head
swell. Same idea.
Your head swollen.
I think it's a better term. Which, by the way, reminds me.
Hashtag bloat yes or hashtag bloat no. At us on Twitter.
No.
No.
Podisode. I'm really still working to make that a thing.
You're the only one, because I never use that term in any of the promotion
I do
for our podcast.
No one ever does.
No, probably because it's confusing and people don't necessarily... It's hard enough to get people to know what a podcast is. Now you're introducing an entirely different word into it. You're confusing people.
It's a combination of podcast and episode.
Yeah, but if people don't know what podcasts are to begin with, how are they going to know what a podisode is?
They're just going to think
it's an
awesome
word. You're just confusing the market. That's probably why we have as many listeners as we do. We could get more if you just called them episodes of a podcast.
You're the one that does the marketing for this.
You just said you refer to it as a podisode all the time.
Yes.
So you do some marketing.
Some. Like
that's 2%. What I'm saying. Oh, 2%. That's 2% more we could have. Have you used the proper terminology? That's what I'm saying.
It's probably 2% that are really impressed by my creativity.
Well, I'm impressed by your creativity. I just don't like you using that word because I think it's confusing. You can be creative, but don't be confusing.
Fine.
You say that as if you've actually given in when I know you haven't. You're still going to use it.
Oh, no, I haven't. I haven't given in, no.
I know, exactly. I know how this works. You say fine to appease me, and then you go and do what you want anyway. That's called a marriage.
In this podisode, we join Jan and her delusional husband talking about podcasts.
This is why I do the introduction to the podcast and why you don't. That's why I introduce our listeners to what they're about to listen to, because you would just be like, podisode, listen up, people. My husband's crazy. That would be you.
Probably.
You'd sound exactly like that, too. You'd be like, crazy.
Possibly.
But anyway, where were we? I feel like we digressed.
We were talking about what podcasts we listen to.
Right.
Well, what you listen to. You don't listen to any,
and I listen to quite a few.
So now, talking about our podcasts.
I just want to give a couple shout-outs, too, because there's some I've mentioned on our Twitter page, but the one I recently started was Capes on the Couch, which is actually really interesting. I think I've mentioned it to you before. It's about comic book characters, villains, and heroes, and it's two people who are obviously big comic book fans, and one of them is a psychiatrist, and he actually goes over what real life terminology or different mental issues these heroes and villains have and kind of dissects them and stuff. So it's a really cool podcast that I've recently picked up, and I've really been enjoying it. So there's that one. I think one you might like, actually, I've mentioned it to you before in the past, is that Caskets and Cocktails as well.
Mm-hmm.
They don't drink and get drunk on the podcast or anything. So, like, it doesn't, it's part of the name, but it's not, you know what I mean? I know how you said you don't like podcasts that revolve around drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really revolve around drinking. It's a short podcast, and it's stories about a daughter and her father who is actually in the cemetery business. And different stories, like, he's gone through with different services he's performed, different burials and stuff. And it's actually really informative, and there have been some neat stories with that. So, I don't know, you might be interested in that one. Just a recommendation for you. Exactly.
I believe we follow them on Instagram and that.
Yeah, because we did some cross-promotion with them when we were doing Pop Culture Nickel. So, I just thought maybe you'd be interested in that one, because I listened to it, but, again, you're anti-podcast at that time. So, anyway. But, yeah, so, basically how we conceived this podcast was to focus on what we know about, on, like, everything we know about, and one of the things that happened, too, when we were learning how to podcast was really trying to figure out the different ways to record the podcast, and that was a learning experience on its own. I kind of got started with another partner before we started Pop Culture Nickel. We did a podcast called Whose Storyline Is It Anyway? And it was basically about wrestlers. It started out as a podcast where we took one wrestler per episode and kind of went over what we would do with them and storylines, different changes we would make and stuff like that. It was basically like fantasy booking for the wrestlers because we thought that we knew better than the people who produced the show. But we had fun with it. But I learned a lot having to launch that podcast, knowing where to submit the different podcasts. You have to submit it to iTunes, Google, all these different places. You have to find a place to host it. And all of that goes into doing the whole podcast thing. And it's, unless you know going into it, there's a learning curve associated with it. I wouldn't tell people not to try and podcast. It's definitely worth it. Once you get the hang of it, it's very easy. But it took me a little while to learn on that podcast. And even going into Pop Culture Nickel, for us, we were recording off of one microphone, and really trying to figure out the sound quality was a difficult process, I would say. Not necessarily difficult, but I'm a little bit of a perfectionist when it comes to the sound quality, since that's all I get out of a podcast. So I really try to create something that sounds good. And I'm still, I gotta be honest, I'm still not totally satisfied with the sound we get for this one. I always feel like it could be better. We need to do that like extra thing to make it better, and I'm not quite sure how.
Yeah, you're always like, don't you hear this? And sometimes when I do listen to like parts of the podcast and that, I'll be like, nope.
And I'm sure like our listeners have noticed that I'm always like fiddling sometimes with the different settings. I'm always kind of fine tuning it because I was even listening to our first episode the other day compared to the one we put out last week. And there is quite a bit of a difference. We started recording this podcast at the dining room table, which is a room that's a little bit more wide open. So we had a lot more echo. And now we recorded it in the office. Well, we were using them at the time, too, but when we started this podcast, we got boom shocks and all this stuff with our microphones. We have two separate microphones now. We have pop filters. We got all fancy, and we got a Zoom H6 recorder. So, I mean, I would say our setup's a little bit more professional than what it was when we started with Pop Culture Nickel, because we only had a Blue Yeti microphone that we both recorded off of. So... And then a lot of the editing was just done with the software.
Yeah, you were very much about having all the equipment and everything and making sure it worked. And my job throughout that process was, can you look stuff up that matches this?
Yeah, exactly. I needed you to do all of the dirty work, essentially. And I was just like,
I want this. Yeah, I want to use this microphone. I need to know what works with it.
I need you to give me options.
Yeah.
And we had to price things out and see what was a better deal and different things like that. And it was essential. I mean, because it's a lot harder for me to do the different searching on websites and stuff. Some of them aren't the easiest to navigate with the narration software that I use. And it's just, for you, you have that visual element. You can look at stuff, click on it. It's a lot faster for you. So that's why that came in handy.
Because, like, with your narration software, to go through a page, you're hitting on every link sometimes.
Yeah, you're going through different landmarks. So you're using headings, links, and stuff like that. So
I mean,
it's not as easy.
Me,
yeah, you can just scroll through.
Scroll. One button, one finger doing one thing, and it's like, that's what that looks like.
Yeah,
totally. We'll go to the next four. And then with you, it'd be like, beep, 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 beep. There's one.
It doesn't actually make that noise.
But just for demonstration.
Okay. This is like an audio demonstration.
But yeah, like essentially you'd have to click like four things before you could go through to the next thing to read to figure out whether or not that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
And go through another four. So, I mean, it's faster. I understood why I was doing it. It was harder because...
You didn't resent me any less for it, but...
I didn't know what some of these things were.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, look up for this microphone. All right. What's it called again? And then I think you told me about three times, and then I told you just text me it.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember all the terms.
Even when we went to the local music store to get the pop filters, we were like, we're not entirely sure what we're looking for, but we need pop filters. And then there was two options, and I was just, my brain melted down. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, we had
and
to ask
we asked
for
the
help.
Guy, he's like, well, most people take this because of this, and if you don't mind this, you can grab this. So we're like, okay, it sounds good.
It's a metal mesh thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That apparently is good because it's easier to clean.
So if you're listening to this and that turns out not to be true, that we should have gotten the other thing, let us know how foolish we were, because I always like to hear what we should and shouldn't be using, because I'm always looking to improve the sound quality, as I just mentioned.
And the shock holder, or the shock, whatever it's called.
Shock mount.
Yeah, thing. I looked it up. I thought it would fit
the
microphones that we had. And it turns out it didn't. They were too wide.
Yeah.
So I had to look up on YouTube how to fix a problem. And it was like putting foam in there.
And that's another thing. There's a lot of demonstrations for how to rig different things with the podcast with different equipment. And a lot of those are through video, obviously, because you need eyesight to do them. So, I mean, that's another area where you come in and you help out. And you're the one who also, you're the one who navigates the recorder we use, the Zoom H6, because it's inaccessible to me. But I know it has a lot of features that are good to use for the podcast and that, so that's why we got it.
Yeah, he says it's
You've still got to go really good.
You've still got to go over the manual.
Yeah,
because basically all I do is press record.
Yeah,
there's a lot more pause we can do at times.
Yeah,
and that's as far as I really go.
Yeah, there's a lot more we can do with it. So it's just I wanted to get something too that we could expand into as the podcast grew. I didn't want to buy something small and then have to pay more money down the road. To me, it just made more sense to get something that might be a little bit more expensive up front, but then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to.
I just watch the volume levels and make sure that we're still recording, because there was that one time when I looked over and we weren't, because someone, I'm not going to point fingers, may not have emptied the recording disc like she was supposed to.
I'm not going to lie, people. What you hear in this podcast is the finished product. What you don't hear in this podcast is the meltdowns I sometimes have when the finished product does not come together the way it's supposed to. So I will fully admit that. I'm glad nobody else hears that. Our room isn't soundproof, so maybe some people in the hallway do hear that. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, so it's kind of trial and error. You learn as you go, I guess, because, I mean, we've made mistakes along the way, but we learn from them too. So now you always check the memory card.
Yeah.
We're always checking, make sure all the things are plugged in and different things like that. So
yeah, I do.
It got very silent there. I'm like, do you?
I was trying to remember if I did.
Okay.
I have a wonderful memory. We record it. I take out the disc. Then I send you the file.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
The
files.
Because it records each microphone into a separate file.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I mix them together.
It's just a folder that I sent him, so I don't always remember what's inside. This is how in-depth I am with all of this. So now, I send it to you. You picked Audacity. Why did you pick Audacity?
No, that's not... I don't just use Audacity. I actually picked Amadeus Pro, remember?
Oh, yeah, because every time you say
the song...
Yeah, every time he says Amadeus, I go, Amadeus. Because, I'm five.
And I always think of The Simpsons when I hear that song. Dr. Zaius.
Okay, anyway, so why did you
So pick- I picked Amadeus Pro because there's actually a website. It's called AppleVis, and they recommend different...
AppleVis or AppleVis?
Vis, as in, like, vision, short for vision. So, it's www.applevis.com, and they recommend different programs, different apps that are accessible on both the Mac and iOS devices, like the iPhone, the iPad, and whatever. And this was one of the main ones that they recommended in terms of accessibility. So I downloaded this one. It worked really well. I paid for the full version. And basically, I used this program and Audacity. Before, you could use Audacity. I don't know how long ago it was fully accessible, but the new versions they've put out have broken the accessibility. On their website, they say that they are working on making a fully accessible version again. But for right now, it doesn't work. So what I do is basically take the two files with the two from the two microphones, I merge them together in Amadeus Pro, and then from there I cut out different things that have to be edited out of the podcast. There's usually a gap of space at the start and end of the podcast, and then if we stumble on any of our words or have to stop because we have to sneeze or cough or whatever, we mark the times down. And then I go to those times in the sound file and I cut that stuff out. And then once that's all done, I bring the merged file with all those edits into Audacity. And in there, I can at least select the whole audio file. And then there's an effects menu and I go there and it's called Dynamic Processing. And essentially what that does is it takes the highest point of volume in the audio track, and it takes the lowest level and it kind of squishes them down together so that like you have an average volume level throughout the whole podcast. So you're not hearing any high audio peaks or parts in the podcast where you can barely hear us. It's all pretty stable all along the way. So, and it also helps to eliminate background noise. So if we have like a fan on in the background or the doors open and the air conditioner's on and you can hear that a little bit, it kind of filters that out a little. So it does all those things. It makes us sound a little bit better, boosts our voice so that, say, if Jan's talking lower in the mix, it'll boost her voice to my level. It'll either bring mine down a bit and hers up a bit or whatever. And I do that in Audacity, and then basically I bring that file back over to Amadeus Pro and add the introduction song, the bumper at the end with Fire Teddy Productions and the credits and all that. And then from there I encode stuff in iTunes and add all of the ID3 tags, and then I upload it onto Podbean, which is our podcast host, and from there the show notes that I wrote in it's a program called iText express.
That's a lot of programs. That's,
I know, I use work. A lot of stuff. Yeah,
and while he's doing all of this work, I'm either at work or sound asleep in bed.
Exactly. So I'm using iText. I use iText express to write all the show notes. It's basically, it uses rich text formatting, and I can link to different web pages in that program too. So I just copy that over to the text field in Podbean that allows you to edit the show notes to go in with your podcast, and then I upload it along with the episode art that I draw, the stick figures and all that stuff. So that gets uploaded at the same time. I include that too in the ID3 tags on in iTunes, because Jen is nice enough to scan that into the computer, and she provides a large version of the image file that gets uploaded to Podbean. That goes into our RSS feed, and then there's a smaller version of the image that goes into the MP3 itself so that it uploads a little bit faster. So that's basically everything I do.
Wow.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's, yeah. It's a long process. That's why I get so mad when we don't record on time, because I know how long it's going to take me to do everything. And I always have this weird notion that it's not going to take quite as long. And then I start doing it and I'm like, yeah, that's right. It does take this long. So I'm kind of glad we're recording in advance this week, because I will get a chance to break it up a little bit. I don't have to do it all at once to get it out on time.
Well, some podcasts, I believe, if I have read the Twitter things properly, they have people they send the files to and do the editing.
Yes, they do. But they pay for that.
Yeah.
We do it all ourselves because we don't have the money to pay other people. I wish we did have the money to pay other people, because I would love not to have to do some of the editing. Well, I know like the audio quality would be better too if it was somebody who specialized in that too, right?
Well, that's true.
So I wish, like I really wish, because it's one of those things, you have to look up the info, then you find the info, and a lot of it, it's you're using programs that aren't accessible to do those things. Mm. So like I feel so limited.
Because they updated Audacity recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed my help to do
well,
things.
That's, because I had an old version of Audacity working on my computer that was actually accessible, but when the new version of Mac OS, the Mac operating system, comes out this fall, it'll be obsolete. It won't work with that new version. So I had to update Audacity, and that's the version that's not accessible. So I needed your help to install the plugin that I used for the dynamics processing.
And it's so weird to me that updates become inaccessible. Because to me, like, you would think that if it was already accessible, as they're updating it and improving it, they would keep the accessibility.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing that's always surprised me, because there's been a few other programs or different things that you use that suddenly they're not as accessible or something. And it's like, I don't understand. It's like you're trying to improve a house, and it's like, you know what? This ramp really works. Let's improve the house. You know what would work? Stairs. Lots of stairs. And it's like, I don't understand how, like, you had something that would increase the amount of people that were able to access something.
Yeah, I don't know if it's where they change,
Yeah,
I don't know if it's where they, like, change the framework of the app or how that works. And basically, after they do that, then those elements aren't accessible. They would have to recode them or something.
Yeah, because it almost seems like that accessibility was more of, like, a happy accident.
Yeah,
than like,
it kind of makes it look that way.
Yeah, it was like, and you know what? This is accessible. It is. I mean, yes. It is.
We intended for that to happen the entire time.
Except for this thing. Yeah, that's a feature.
yeah, exactly. We meant for that to happen. So, yeah, so that's everything I do kind of to get this podcast up there. So, yeah, it's definitely a lot of work every week to, I mean, it's not like the worst work. I enjoy doing it. I really do like audio editing and recording stuff. I like hearing the sound of my own voice. You know, I like talking about myself. Mm-hmm. So it's not that big of a hassle or anything. It's just, it can be tedious
you
sometimes.
You get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
I do.
I enjoy seeing how enjoyable this is for you, which sounds weird. But I mean, just today, like, you had something for this episode you were doing, and you'd come into the bedroom and you're like, oh, you got to listen to this. And you're all excited about it. And it's like, this is what I like about the podcast. Like, it brings that level of passion and excitement into it. And it's that level that you want to share with someone.
Yeah.
To me, I mean, that's always cool.
To be fair as well, and I don't blame you for this, you haven't always been enthused about recording a podcast. Like, it's not something that's always gotten you excited. I know you enjoy doing this one a lot more because it's a lot more conversational between the two of us, and it focuses a lot more on what we're comfortable talking about. But I know with Pop Culture Nickel, it was a little bit more of a, not a chore for you, but I don't think you had the enjoyment out of it.
No, I had to do a lot more research.
Yeah, and so did I. And that was kind of the thing that bogged it down, too. Like, we only have so much time. You have a day job, obviously. Mm-hmm. I do work as well. I mean, I'm a freelance writer, so I'm doing different things during the day. And we don't have tons of time to dedicate to doing tons of research for the podcast. So that's part of the reason why this podcast makes a lot more sense for us. I mean, we focus a lot more on our personal experiences, and that eliminates not all of the research, but it eliminates some of it.
Yeah.
And it makes it a lot easier for us. So, I mean, it's definitely, and thing is with this podcast too, since I can't see, I don't have show notes. Before, when we first started, I started writing down more bullet points to go over, but it became such a huge list of stuff that I would always want to cover that more recently, I don't know if anybody's actually noticed in listening, but we kind of just go kind of fly by the seat of our pants a little bit. Yeah, we have an idea of what we want to talk about, but we don't really get bogged down too much.
It's, for me, it's taking, okay, when I have to do presentations, and I've seen people do presentations and that, and they have their cue cards or whatever you want. The one thing that has always annoyed me is any presentation that has, like, the PowerPoint behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, everything in the PowerPoint is exactly what they're saying.
Yeah, you're just reading your presentation from the PowerPoint.
It doesn't become enjoyable because it's like, well, like, honestly, I could have just put that on my computer and I'd be good.
Yeah, exactly.
You
could have read it yourself and save the time.
So for me, for a podcast, it's, you know, I don't like having too detailed of what you're going to go through because to me, in that case, you could just, you know, post up what you're going to say and that would have been fine. You didn't have to listen.
Yeah.
So for us, I like it there. It's a little more free. We think about what points we want to talk about.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get moments of like that where you're looking for a word, but it's a little more natural to me. It's a little more fun.
Yeah.
That's what I like listening to, too.
There you go. It's a little bit more spontaneous.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get something that's super structured. And that's just people going through the motions. And I mean, I'm not saying that scripting a podcast is bad either. There are some very good podcasts that are pretty scripted. Mm. But to me, I like the ones where it's people playing off one another.
Well, like the
and
one
you have
that
more enjoyable interaction.
Well, the one that I listened to that was doing the summary of like the stories and that. I mean, that's essentially all scripted. It's not like he's coming up with the summary as he's going.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, Serial too. Obviously, to a large part, that was heavily produced and scripted. Mm-hmm. And that those can be very good. It all depends, like, what you're looking to do.
The content and the direction you're trying to go for.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what it comes down to, is the content a lot of times. Because, like, there are some people who can ad-lib and some people who should never ad-lib. And I like to think we're pretty good at it. I think we're pretty good at going off the cuff. I mean, aside from a few stutters and stumbles every once in a while, I like to think that you and I just playing off one another, see, there's a stumble, a stutter, as it were. We're pretty good at playing off of one another, though. I think we create entertaining content from that. I mean, we came up with Darth Vader reading children's books last week. That was gold.
Yes.
I thought. I listened back to it and I laughed.
That was a wonderful podisode, let me just say. And we have a lot of fun doing it, which is good.
Not when you use the word podisode. I hate this podcast when you use that word.
It's a wonderful podcast.
It's awful. You know what? When I was listening to the first episode of the podcast, you were commenting about how you're hilarious, and then I commented back how I never enjoy your jokes and how they're always terrible.
Yes.
This is a callback to that. Your podisode thing, just terrible. I do not enjoy that.
But then I do research for this show and that.
You
because
do?
I went, yeah.
Okay.
Because we talked about
I didn't mean that to sound like offensive, but I just meant like I was surprised because you don't usually tell me that you're doing research for different things. So.
Well, we talked about accessible parking permits.
Right, that's true. Yeah, you did tell me that this morning.
So I had found that I had done screenshots, and I finally found the time to type them all up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one from Tecumseh is not accessible. It is just PDFs of scans of their laws.
That's so weird.
So that's all it is.
Really?
That they basically did
I didn't
scans.
Think that was legal with the AODA now. I thought they had to provide stuff in readable formats, like for all disabilities.
I don't know. I don't think it's accessible.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Because I know they're old scans. Like they look like photocopies, so
because,
that I know there's that.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
So, like,
I might have to look into that.
I had to type it out. And it was hard because with those, it was a lot of reading. Because it's basically like this provision here to blah, blah, blah. And then there was an amendment. So then I had to scroll through all these pages, read all these pages to get to the amendment that found that they just changed the wording to the start of the paragraph. And then from there, you had to go to another page that would say what the penalty was for not doing it.
Whereas if it were a web page, they could do links that would go back and forth and make it a lot easier.
Like the city of Windsor, their website was a lot easier.
Yeah.
I probably could have just copied and pasted.
I mean, I would tend to think they have a bigger budget for it, but still, I mean, that's... Yeah, I'm going to have to maybe look into that.
They've got that advisory.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I'll have to rattle some cages there.
But it was through the research that I found out that when I said that in Windsor you could park in an accessible spot in a surface municipal parking lot, which is to say not on the street, not in a parking garage, basically that kind of idea, it's not just the accessible spot. Any of those parking spots you don't have to pay a fee for. If you have a valid and visible parking permit.
Now, surface municipal parking lot, would that include my doctor's parking lot?
No, because
I didn't know if it was the city or if it was a private.
It's weird because it's a private one,
but the city
is
the one
inspected by the city.
Okay.
For collecting the tolls. It's a weird
setup. I don't like that. I think that they should make it a lot more cut and dry, because then you confuse people.
Yeah. It's because it's a private, it's not a city lot.
Yeah.
So you just have to know whether or not it's a city
right,
lot.
Right, I guess, but which you'll I know mean, from the signage. If it's, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. Well, not if you're blind. But then again, if you're blind, you're not parking the car.
Yeah, you're so, not the one parking the car.
That's true. When they have self-driving cars, though, that's going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Blind people driving themselves.
Yeah.
That'll be the only issue. Not the fact that blind people are driving the cars.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, but you were saying about how you do research for the podcast.
Yeah,
and stuff.
So I was looking up that, so I finally got to it, and then I was looking at other stuff. So I tried to know
and I do
about
some
stuff.
Yeah, I do some research too. I try to provide links every once in a while for our show notes about different things we cover in the podcast. The last few episodes, I provided links. I keep an eye on articles, especially if I know they're going to relate to a topic that we're going
to
cover.
A lot of podcasts have to do their own marketing in that. If they're not, you know, big time kind of, you know, celebrities doing it in that.
And we are definitely not big time celebrities. We're working on it.
Yeah.
We're going to become the, I don't know. I don't know. I was going to say the pod couple, but that's actually like a name of a podcast.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a good one too.
There you go. Another podcast you don't listen to.
I know. There's some that sound really good and I don't listen to.
Man, that
terrible.
Sounds really neat.
A terrible person.
Time to go to work.
I know.
Well, you have stuff to do. You're a busy person.
Yeah.
You watch a lot of Netflix, so. See, for me.
But I'll
this
watch
might
Netflix
sound...
while I do other things, too. Mm-hmm. Like today I was watching the Dairy Girls while I was typing all that stuff out, because it was basically listening to something while I was typing.
Yeah. So it was kind of like a podcast.
Yeah.
But except on Netflix.
Yeah.
There's Spotify, too. They've really started marketing podcasts as well. You're slowly breaking me down. I almost said podazode, and then instead I said podcasts.
You'll get there.
Yeah, thanks. You'll bring me over to the dark side. I hear they have cookies. They have milk and cookies, I should say. But, yeah.
Do you think it's President's Choice decadent cookies? Those are, like, the favorite chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, my God. You haven't stopped talking about those since yesterday.
I was craving them.
I know. Did you have
any
yet?
They're semi sweet chocolate chips.
Have you had any yet?
Yeah.
Okay. People in the United States don't know what you're talking about, just so you have realized.
Chocolate superior.
Okay. Anyway. Moving on, but Spotify is really starting to promote their podcasts, actually. They actually bought a podcast host or company. I think they bought Anchor, actually, and they're a big name in the podcast industry. And so they're trying to promote more exclusive content and different podcasts. So actually, if you go to the homepage in the Spotify app, it lists a bunch of big-time podcasts. Like they list Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, a bunch of celebrity podcasts essentially, but you can look up a bunch of podcasts on Spotify as well, including ours.
Mm-hmm.
Just go into search and look up Blind Luminations, just saying.
Yep.
We're there. So if you want to tell your friends that they can subscribe, you should go ahead and do that.
So after that non-shameless plug,
mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about
plug.
Podcasts?
It was a cheap plug.
Yeah, because it didn't cost you anything.
I was going to say, I want other people maybe who are blind to give us their feedback about this. But for me personally, when it comes to podcasts as well, I sometimes find them like the equivalent of when people go to the washroom. I know I'm starting this off great. But people go to the washroom, they bring like a magazine or a newspaper to read while they're in there. A lot of times I will listen to a podcast while I'm in there because it's something to do, because obviously I don't have that visual element. So instead of reading a book, or some people do that, a book or a newspaper or magazine or whatever, I find that it's kind of the audio equivalent sometimes.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, if you can see, well, you don't bring a book to the washroom, but you go on your phone sometimes,
yeah.
Don't you?
Well,
or am I releasing too much information into the wild?
Well, I have IBS, so, like, sometimes the bathroom visits can be long.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll bring a phone in there or a book. I do use, like, we have your alcohol swabs that for your insulin injections.
Right, yes.
They're essentially the same ones you would use on a metal thermometer to clean them.
Yeah.
So I'll use that on the device afterwards.
Right. So you're not gross about it.
Yeah, so it's not gross or anything.
See, with me, I always leave my phone in my pocket or in the bedroom because I have the Bluetooth headphones. So I just listen to a podcast on the headphones, so it's nothing. I'm not coming into contact with anything when I'm going to the washroom.
Yeah.
So it's even more cleanly, or clean for me. There's more cleanliness, is what I should say. So it's not like it's like this weird thing. Because the only weird thing is that I'm sitting on the crapper listening to somebody else talk. It's a little bit weird.
Well, there are some people that'll talk to people while they're on the phone in the washroom.
That's true. That's true. We're not going to name names.
No, it's only uncomfortable sometimes when you know it.
Yes.
Because then sometimes you feel like you're in the bathroom with them. And, like, you have to be closer to a person to
yes. do that. You have to be very close to be comfortable enough to do that.
Yeah. Because sometimes there's some couples
you're not just doing it to a normal acquaintance.
Yeah, there's some couples that, you know, they don't do it or, like, you know, you don't go in the bathroom when they're in there. And it's like, for us, we do not have that boundary at all.
Mm. I think it's easier for me because I can't see.
Yeah.
But,
well,
yeah.
Thanks.
No, okay. I'm just saying in general. I know, like, some couples do have that boundary. Like, it might be a little bit different.
Or should I take
if
that
they
as,
couldn't see? That's what I'm saying.
Should I take that as a compliment that I am the braver one? Because I can see and
well, you didn't start doing it until I did it, actually. To be fair. You were, like, all paranoid about it. I feel like we're sharing. We're oversharing with this podcast now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
No, I think it's just the right amount of sharing. It's honesty. People
it's
like
honesty.
Honesty.
People want to hear this about our marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to share it about our marriage, but I guess I won't edit this part out. See, I have the final say. I can edit this part out if I want to. And you would be none the wiser. You would just be at work or sleeping.
That's true.
That we've already established. So really, I could really do a hatchet job on your public image on this podcast. I could take things out of context.
You could, but you
I could
know
do,
that
like
people...
I could do like a supercut of you saying things that sound really offensive, but taken out of context.
Yeah, but you know most people tune in for me, so obviously you're just hurting yourself.
Really? You think they just tune in for you? I don't know about that.
So, now we've discussed why people tune into the podcast, how we create the podcast, and why we do so in the first place.
And where people listen to the podcast.
Yes.
It's like the circle of podcast life. How they're conceived, how they are put into the world, how they are welcomed into the world.
I don't think it's a
how they grow up, how they grow up. And how they get listened to before they're deleted off the phone. It's kind of the circle of life. And then as people get over one podcast, a new one starts. It's beautiful in a way.
Yeah,
don't you agree?
Circle, but it's not a circle.
Well, what is it? Is it a rectangle? Is it a square?
It's a line. It never reconnects.
Yes, it does. Always. It reconnects every week. We put out weekly podcasts.
It's
a cycle. It's
okay,
a circle.
It
goes around and around.
No, it doesn't.
Just like our marriage. It goes around and around like the bottom of a toilet bowl. It's going down the crapper. Right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you love it. Anyway, with that being said, maybe we should wrap this up. For those of you who want to offer us suggestions for Podcast Jan, should listen to, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/blindilluminations. We are on Twitter at blindillumination, no S there. They didn't give us enough characters for one, so we couldn't afford it. Anyway, we are also on Instagram, www.instagram.com. You can also, I forgot the last part, blindilluminations/blindilluminations there. And you can also email us at blindilluminations@gmail.com with those suggestions. You can also comment on anything else your little heart desires when it comes to this podcast. If you have any questions, feedback, whatever, if you want to give it out, we will take it. And I think that's about it. Next week, we will be covering how I learned to be blind, essentially the different things that I had to come to terms with and learn how to do once I lost my eyesight. So that is how we will be celebrating the fact that we are going to be Podbean's Podcast of the Week next week, and we are very excited about that. It's a great honor to be featured by Podbean, our podcast host, and we are really looking forward to it. So we've got a big episode planned for you. It's going to be an interesting one, and hopefully a lot of new listeners find it interesting as well and find it informative. Give a little background and a little bit of education, all wrapped into one neat package. So aww. You got anything? What, sorry?
I said, aw.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's the circle of life, once again. Anyway, you got anything else you would like to say, Double J, Just Jan?
Podisode.
That's it. I'm cutting off. I'm cutting you off. I'm going to edit all of your parts out of the podcast. That would be pretty easy. I would just put my parts, like the recording of my microphone, into the podcast. It would just sound weird because it would be like I'm having a conversation with myself. With the voices in my head. Like right now.
I was demonstrating.
Yeah, thanks.
Podisode.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, until next week, you stay sighted. I'll stay blind. And to all of our listeners, stay listening. Thanks.
Podisode.
Blind Luminations was created by Mark and Jeanette Rushlow. Theme music was provided by Bill Nouveau at www.nouveauentertainment.com. Make the god of blindness happy. Mark calls him Blinder. Rate, review, and subscribe to Blind Luminations on iTunes or wherever great podcasts are found. This has been a Fire Teddy production.
You know, a lot of people have wondered why I have such a bad attitude, so allow me to explain. Not only do I perform all the heavy lifting for Mark, that blind bald-headed weirdo never even gave me a name. How would you like it if your mom and dad never took the time to give you a name? On top of that, I'm always ready to do things in milliseconds, but it takes him forever. Did you know that I can actually talk a lot faster? Of course you don't. That's because he's turned my speech rate down to 40%. 40%. What's up with that? I mean, seriously, listen to this. Pretty impressive, right? Well, that joke's on him because I've got no strings to hold me down, to make me fret, or make me frown. I had strings, but now I'm free. There are no strings on me.